2, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you caught one of the new flicks out there. Hunger Games, hot at the box office again, week 2. Kids killing kids. Who knew that would be so big when it came to the movies? I actually did go to the movies. I'm going to tell you about what I went to see, and that was earlier in the day, by the way, on Sunday. The biggest buzz over the weekend, besides the politics of the day and what's happening in the Middle East, had to be, though, Mega Millions. Obviously, we did not win Mega Millions, or we would have started the show that way. I think we would have started the show that
way. We just wouldn't have started the show because we wouldn't have been here.
That's right. There would have been something else instead of airing here for America Tonight. Now, there were some people who apparently did hit the big motherlode, the big jackpot, which, by the way, was up to $640 million. Do you believe it? $640 million. So we'll make sure that we mention a couple of those states for you. One of them was Illinois. Another one was Baltimore, Maryland. And I can't think what the third one was, but there was a third state where somebody had the winning numbers. Now, who knows? It could be giant pools of people who, you know, put their money together and decided that they would go in and get thousands of tickets or hundreds of tickets or whatever it is. We don't
know. Kansas was the other one.
Kansas. Oh, a good weekend for Kansas, because Kansas, of course, now making it into the championship game. And then there were two. We had no winners for Nail the Score, but it's narrowed down to just two teams, Kansas and Kentucky. I know so many of the people listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, were going crazy about the Wildcats and what was going to happen against Louisville. But I watched that game, and there were moments where it looked like it got a little bit close. But really, Kentucky had bagged this, especially late into that game, into the second half of that game. And then Kansas, of course, making it in, too. So we'll also talk about that as well. As I mentioned, a lot of things happening in the Middle East. Syria just grows more and more worrisome as to what's happening there humanitarian-wise. You can't even show half of the things that's happening in the streets to the people. It's awful. It's awful what Assad is doing there. And yet the United States is in a very precarious position. And, of course, we know why, because of other spots that are hot spots that we've been involved in for a very, very long time, like the Afghanistan question that hasn't gone away. And you can bet this week we'll be talking about wrestling with that. Is the war really, truly unraveling in Afghanistan? The more we hear, the more we see, the more things that happen, the more we know. 2014 seems almost impossible. And the other big, I think the really big buzz, at least on the East Coast, certainly was Trayvon Martin. And I say the East Coast because there were a lot of protests in Washington, D.C. And when we were in Washington covering what was happening with the Supreme Court, there were protests there for Trayvon Martin as well. And there have been a lot of twists and turns in this story. It's far from over because so many of the details, so many of the facts are starting to fall out in a lot of different directions. And there have been, as I said, all kinds of protests, but a lot of them seem to be taking place in the Capitol, arguing for justice. And, you know, would a grand jury be convened on April 10th? And, you know, special prosecutor. Doesn't look like there's any kind of a special prosecutor. And is the Florida legislature going to be reviewing this and discussing maybe even abandoning the Stand Your Ground law? And we knew that guns was going to come into play here. And at the heart of this case is the Stand Your Ground law, because that's the defense for George Zimmerman, who's saying that's exactly what he was doing when Trayvon Martin attacked him, the 17-year-old. And we don't have to relive that story. I think we know all the details now at this point. So where do you come down on that? We're going to also chat about it and certainly wrap up the week with the Supreme Court. What's interesting about the Supreme Court is that the Supreme Court had their meeting where they, for lack of a better way to describe it, spitballed what happened, I think, with those 6.5 hours of oral arguments. And so what does that ultimately mean? Is there a decision that they know is going to come out of this, or no, truly that doesn't really, really happen till the end of June. The rest of us won't know till the end of June, but I think the Supreme Court justices know what's going to happen right now. I think they're walking around with the knowledge of, will the whole thing be scrapped, meaning the whole health care law? Will the individual mandate go tumbling down? Or are parts of it going to be severed, like the mandate, and the rest trying to stand the rest on its head? Certainly at the top of the week, and being in Washington, so much of what we talked about was health care. And coming up on this show, if you stay with us for a couple of hours, we're going to relive some of those moments, some of those conversations that we had about health care and where we're headed and what's happened now, including a conversation with a whistleblower who worked for an insurance company for decades and finally had enough when he saw what was happening, what was happening with claims and what was happening to so many people who were shuffled in and out of the system. He decided that he couldn't take it any longer, so we're going to talk to him. In case you missed that, of course, out of Washington, D.C., the expanded version of that. Now, in Miami, they had there were a couple of people that were killed and a couple of people that were injured, sadly, in a mass shooting at a funeral. Somebody texted me this earlier in the day and said, did you hear about the shooting at the funeral? And, you know, no details on it. So immediately I start to try to figure out, what are they talking about? And it was outside of a funeral home. I mean, there's like no sacred places anymore. Look what's happened in schools lately. Look what's happened at hospitals lately. And here you go at a funeral. So outside of this funeral home in Miami, two people killed, 12 other people also splayed with bullets, injured in this. And it happened in the evening hours on Friday. And, 14 people in all, I guess, if you add up all the numbers, were hit by bullets. And the, ranging in age from 43 to, I guess the youngest was like 27 years old, or no, maybe a 5-year-old girl, I think, was also injured in that. But, what is going on? Gangs, not gangs, whatever. How can you possibly do that if at somebody's funeral? When people are gathered at a funeral, why in the world does somebody pull up and do that? I mean, that's just pure hatred in your heart. And that's, again, breaking the code of those sacred places that suddenly aren't sacred anymore. Now you're looking over your shoulder at work, when you drop your kids off at school, when you're headed to a funeral, when you're in the middle of a funeral coming out for a funeral procession, or filing out after some kind of a viewing? What? Man, oh man. By the way, we are going to lighten the load. We will have a daily salute as well. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over the weekend, we're holding their breath. As I said, that was one of the things we were going to talk about. $640 million on the line. The winning numbers were 2, 4, 23, 38, 46, and again, what is it? 2, 4, 23, 38, 46. And isn't there a mega in this one? I can't. Who was the mega? What was the mega ball? I see. I had to forget what the numbers were because I didn't have the winning numbers.
The mega ball is 23 as well.
23 as well. That's why. So it was a repeat. So 23 was the lucky number, obviously, of the whole thing. I had a couple of the numbers, but certainly not in a row. And that's what you needed to have them in a row. So a whole bunch of people apparently had the winning numbers, but who they are, we don't know. People waited in California, they say, for up to 5 hours, and some of them couldn't even make it to the cash register in time to get their Mega Millions ticket. How do you do that? You know, let's see, that's procrastination. It's just like on tax day, everybody waits midnight, get that midnight stamp. So gotta have it stamped by midnight. So somebody waiting for 5 hours, yeah, that's just crazy. Because they could have gotten it some, you know, they could have picked it up someplace else. But we don't know who the winners are at this point. I mean, the odds of winning this jackpot, I think I said it on a previous show, it was a crazy number, 1 in 175 million. You know the old joke about you have an easier time of getting struck by lightning than actually winning the lottery. You know, the 95% of having the combination when you actually choose the quick picks, because most people get in line, you do the quick pick thing. I don't think a lot of people, maybe they do, maybe a lot of people have their own numbers, but then that goes back to the same thing. If you have the winning, you know, if you go into a store and every week you're getting the lottery numbers. So, you know, like if you imagine if you're that person, that would be an interesting story. If somebody was 2, 4, 23, 38, 46, and again, 23, if you're that person and every week you play the same numbers, boy, you can never miss. Or when you miss, you can't check the lottery. Because you want to talk about ready-made for a heart attack. If you missed because you were on vacation or you were sick or something happened and you didn't get to the store, or you were like those people in California that stuck in line, and then, you know, what are the odds that they might actually pull your numbers when you've played for years? Now, I don't know if these were quick picks or if it was a pool of people, because usually what happens is the people don't come forward right away. In fact, smart people, what they do is get a trust set up, or they have something set up ahead of time before they actually go and claim the lottery prize, knowing that it's going to be complete mayhem and their life is turned upside down, because suddenly everyone they know is going to want to get in touch with them. And everybody who's begging for money, sadly, they find out where you live and then your life changes. And it seems very odd to bemoan winning millions of dollars, but why do we keep hearing these stories about people who have these incredible life-changing moments by winning a lottery, and then they end up busted and broke? It just seems unfathomable to me that that could happen to somebody, that they could go from rags to riches and completely blow it when they could live off the interest. But crazy things happen. All of a sudden, your life's completely turned upside down. So we know that there are some people where that happened, and Matt threw in the last state that had some of the winning numbers, and that was Kansas. We know Illinois and Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, to be specific. We know that the ticket, the winning numbers came from that region, but the actual, somebody actually coming forward at this point, not a surprise, that hasn't happened. It's just a question of when they're going to come forward and claim the prize. And like I said, most likely getting their ducks in a row before that becomes public. All right, speaking of public, I said we were also going to talk about this, from the Mega Millions to Mega Sad, and the public opinion that's shifting all over the place on the Trayvon Martin case. The gun deal is going to be talked about, is being talked about, is being considered in Florida. I think it gets shot down and it's just going to stay, pardon the pun, I think it's just going to stay as is. In other words, stand your ground is going to deflect some of the challenges, but it's creating a lot of talk radio in Miami, in Tampa, in Orlando, in Sarasota, all over the place. This is the conversation. I mean, it's not just the conversation here in the other states around the U.S. It's really the big buzz in Florida because it happened there, because of the fact that the defense of George Zimmerman, at least the people around him who are talking about it, because he himself is not talking about it, is that he was just standing his ground and that's it. That's what he was doing. And, you know, they've had all these polls now that have been taken. CNN did one over the weekend I happened to catch. 73% of Americans are in favor of arresting George Zimmerman. 73%. Do you fall into that 73 percentile of people who think that he, this self-appointed neighborhood watch leader, needs to be arrested? Because, again, to rehash this, his defense is that he said that he was in a fisticuffs with him, and that's what ultimately happened. He was getting beaten up by the unarmed teenager. Then there was this national poll, another national poll, from WPA, which is the Wilson Perkins Allen Opinion Research poll, and that showed that 48% of Americans, so a lot lower, said that the cops should arrest Zimmerman. So if you do the math, that's a like 25% decrease. And in the polls, they had the actual same political bent on each side. 30% Democrats, 25% Republicans, and then the other 45% identifying themselves as independents or they wouldn't answer the question of whether they were a Republican or a Democrat. Isn't that interesting? So one poll shows absolutely, the other one in the completely different direction. Now, to show you the difference of it, in the WPA poll, using the acronym there, 39% say they believe Trayvon Martin was minding his own business when he was attacked. Just 18% said they thought Zimmerman was actually attacked by the teenager. But in a separate question, 74% of the people polled said they believe racial profiling is a problem in America today. So the margins on this whole thing are very, very interesting. And now I'm wondering, with weeks that this has gone on, because really the conversation, this happened at the end of February, but the conversation has gone on probably for a solid 2 weeks. Probably for a solid 2 weeks this has happened. So my question is, at this point, where do you stand on the story? Do you think that it's a miscarriage of justice that George Zimmerman hasn't been arrested? Do you think the right thing is happening for now as this kind of flushes itself out? Or do you think so many of the facts are distorted in this that it's more of this, wow, maybe we just need to wait and see? I'm going to throw out my digits, of course, here in America tonight, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I think the one thing that we can all agree on is it's awful that this happened. And I've said this probably now too many times, but it's one of these things where you can't put the genie back in the bottle. There's nothing you can do at this point to bring this kid back, and it's a terrible tragedy. I doubt that anyone would say it's not an awful tragedy that this happened. But it's interesting that, you know, what's happening with the facts here is that it's all over the map. I really say that, let's see what the grand jury says. Let's see how they handle this case. And let's see if the grand jury feels like there's enough to take this forward. I mean, if they do, well, then all bets are off, because we can pull this all over the place, but it'll ultimately be up to the grand jury to decide, and then see what happens from there, what a jury would decide on the fate of Zimmerman in this situation. Trust me, this case would get even bigger, just like Casey Anthony. Imagine Casey Anthony's trial on steroids. That's how big I think it would be. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at getseeds.net. That's getseeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
So not only was it a big weekend because of the Mega Millions excitement on Friday night, but it was Palm Sunday. There was hoop to be played on Saturday night, and then there were two. We're down to Kentucky and Kansas, and Sunday also was April Fool's. Anybody get any good April Fool's gags, pranks, whatever played on them? 800-259-5791. I know you're alive and thriving out there. Somebody had to have somebody pull, or maybe ever in your lifetime, if you had anyone pull a good April Fool's joke on you. My nephew is visiting New Jersey as well, and he had the top of a box open, and he had some paint in it. I don't know if he intentionally was using that as an April Fool's joke, but naturally I went to pick up the lid and had red paint on my hand, so I think he was trying to prank me with that one, and then put a sign on me that said Owen was here. But I didn't walk around with it on my back, so I don't know if that one actually worked. I'm thinking that maybe somebody else had a better April Fool's gag pulled on them. Maybe because you know that it's April Fool's Day, so it's pretty tough to pull the wool over people's eyes unless they're just so busy that they're not getting that they're getting punked, because their mind is in 10 different places and they're not thinking about it, or it's just an obvious thing, or it's somehow they're able to do it. They're able to pull it off, and you forget, oh, it's April Fool's Day, especially, I think, on a weekend. Sometimes more buried in the middle of the week, you're busy, you're at work, and somebody does something, sends you something happens, you get some kind of a phone call or whatever, it might be easier to pull it off then. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But I think on the weekend, and when it's talked about so much and it's obvious it's the 1st of April, it's you know, maybe it's harder to pull that off. But listen, you know, Ashton Kutcher made a fortune off of punking people, and now I was flipping around and I happened to see they have some kind of celebrity show where they switch the celebrities that are actually punking people. You know, that they're, it's all famous people, famous young actors and singers and whatever that are now involved in that. So we definitely love the idea of jokes and pulling a prank on somebody. But I think it works better on days where it's not April Fool's, in other words. Because if you're pulling the prank on the day where it's Name the Day, maybe there's something about naming days. It's like Valentine's Day. Isn't it better to be surprise the person that you're crazy about on a different day than Valentine's Day, than be forced to feel like you have to do the Valentine's Day thing? And maybe April Fool's is, in a different way, is one of those where when so many people are punking each other, then, you know, it's kind of like your day off. Especially if you're a professional prankster kind of person, I would think that may be the one day where it's very, very hard to be able to do that to somebody. There was one April Fool day that I can remember where it was, they switched headlines. I think when I was growing up, they did it in Philadelphia. They had two papers, the Philadelphia Daily News and the Philadelphia Inquirer, and they punked people on the headlines. More hoaxy, I guess. And the hoax was pretty good. It had something to do with the trade and something to do with one of the Philadelphia Phillies. And I think a lot of people were buying the BS. And that might have been effective then. But I don't know that it's as effective as it used to be. Now, Matt, you said one of your friends kind of, more than April Fool, they kind of punked you. They kind of punked you about the lottery. So they combined what happened over the weekend by saying they had a couple of the numbers and actually had the mega ball. So that's pretty easy to reel somebody in when everybody's watching to see what's going to happen. So, you know, the history, though, of April Fool's, that's the interesting thing. Somebody sent me also a text on this, on, hey, did you ever wonder about the history of April Fool's? How did it all start? Why this day? Why, you know, why is that? Is it because of leap year? How did it start? What was it that, you know, started the whole thing? And there's a couple of different stories floating around about April Fool's and how April Fool's started. And part of it does have to do with leap year and skipping, you know, skipping over every 4 years, the whole birthday thing. But in France, children actually tape a picture of a fish on somebody's back. I mean, it's very, very popular there. And they shout out, Prison d'Avril, it's April Fish. And it's like a recognizable almost holiday. So the French like to feel as though they were the ones who started the whole history of April Fool's or All Fool's Day, and that they've done that forever and ever and ever. And it goes back eons, you know, centuries. There was a thing about pranking people. But you know, it's just, and so it's kind of a holiday there. It's actually a pretty big thing, you know, pretty big, silly kind of holiday there. Much more, I think, than in the United States, because, you know, as much as there's pranks and whatnot, I don't think we're claiming that we actually started April Fool's. The French are trying to take credit for it and saying that it was something that they've always done, and the whole idea was the fish on your back and, you know, April Fish, and that's what started part of that, and then it went from there, and then it became more about kidding people and pulling jokes over on each other and whatnot, but it started with the whole fish thing. So whatever you believe, Send me your thoughts. I want to see if anyone had a good prank pulled on them. AmericaTonight.net. Just click on the email and bada bing, you're in. I want to see if anybody had a really good prank pulled on them. In fact, if somebody gives us a really, really good one and we can prove it out, you'll win one of our GPS wireless systems. I mean, but you just got to really knock us over, bowl us over with whatever the prank was. I have a feeling that, you know, it's going to be pretty tough to do that. Because, as I said, not many people are doing that. I guess somebody tried to, you know, on the campaign trail, somebody tried to punk Mitt Romney with an endorsement thing, saying that, you know, he had the endorsement of somebody, but one of the ex-presidents. But he didn't really fall for it because he's already got them lined up. He's already got them lined up, and I think he understands. Even the staff tried to do a thing, you know, they tried to pull something on him with the staff tried to pull something on him with at throwing in something extra into his lineup, what he had for the day, and he kind of caught them doing it, so that didn't work either. And, you know, probably it's because at this point, what's almost a joke, and it's not, is the fact that we still are talking about all these candidates. I mean, it's just four that are left, but officially nobody has dropped out of this. And Mitt Romney obviously has the numbers, but he doesn't have enough numbers to say, I have all the delegates. So you have Rick Santorum running around saying the establishment, I was using the word, saying the establishment Republicans are in a panic because of the lack of excitement over Mitt Romney. You have Mitt Romney, who comes back at Rick Santorum and says, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And then you still have Ron Paul, who's floating around out there, and Newt Gingrich, who fired part of his staff, and he refuses to wave the white flag. So this is going to go all the way probably through the beginning, at least, of June. And Romney is, I don't think he's going to take the bait anymore with the three others that are left in this race with him. I think he's going to pretty much just turn his attention on, he's just going to turn his attention on Obama and focus on whatever Obama's talking about, whether it's health care or the economy or, you know, pick a flavor, whatever he happens to be talking about at the moment, he's just going to keep going after him. He's not going to focus any longer on Santorum as much or focus on, you know, Newt Gingrich or even Ron Paul, though he never really focused very much on Ron Paul. He's just going to go after the guy who has the job that he wants, you know, and that's it. I mean, Romney's predicting a victory in Wisconsin because, you know, that's next. And Santorum is a win in Wisconsin for Santorum, pretty much keeps stretching this thing out. And this is the way it's going to be played out until somebody has enough of the delegates, even though it's so odd with the way the caucuses and the primaries are, because you don't claim, it's not winner takes all. It's so odd that they're in the middle of this convoluted process in a way, one that they wanted instead of the winner takes all thing, one that they wanted to make it what they thought was more exciting, but I think which is really shooting the Republicans ultimately in the foot. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to rifle through some of the big headlines over the weekend. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I'm sorry that this happened to you. I'm here to help you in any way that I can.
Most people just congratulate me.
I don't see the point in that. So tonight, we have the tribute parade. I take you out and show you off to the world.
So you're here to make me look pretty? I'm
here to help you make an impression. Now usually they dress people in the clothes from their district.
Yeah, well, I was coal miners.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I want to do something that they're going to remember. Did they explain about trying to get sponsors?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at making friends.
We'll see.
All right, that's a little clip from The Hunger Games. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you are lost in the sauce when it comes to movies. We did our cheap movie review 2 weekends ago. That's when it opened up. So now here it is on its second weekend, leading the pack, the box office. It's a... for lack of a better way to describe it, not to give away the ending, because if you do want to go and see it, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's basically kids killing kids, surviving that way. And it sounds, just in that little synopsis of me telling you that, doesn't sound like, wow, that'd be a great movie. I want to go see that. I want to go see the kids going after kids competing to stay alive. But the books were huge. And it's different than Harry Potter. I mean, there were several books, but it's still different than the Potter series. you know, the whole witchcraft thing and whatnot. It's not like that. It really does come down to these games, Hunger Games, the competition, names being drawn for it, and then, you know, who survives, because only one kid survives. That's the idea. And if you're drawn, that's what you do. You have to be ready to be able to do that and make it all the way through. So the Hunger Games is just captivated. It's captivated more than just Americans. It's captivated a lot of people overseas. The numbers are really, really big as well. Now, there were some new releases this week that I thought might end up giving them a little bit of a run for the money. But the, like I said, the Hunger Games heading into the weekend, $152.5 million. Even with that new documentary Bully out, that maybe wasn't going to be number one, but should have drawn in a pretty big crowd. Also, the Mirror Mirror was another big one, because that's the whole Snow White flick thing. And Wrath of the Titans, too. If you listened to us in our last show heading into the weekend, you heard a little bit about those movies. But once again, the bullseye clearly was with the Hunger Games rather than all those other movies. I did go to see Mirror Mirror, by the way. I mentioned this before, my nephew is here, and we went to see that, and it was he thought it was too short. I asked him if he liked it, and all he said was it was too short. It was a short movie. But I thought it was a pretty clever twist on the whole Snow White thing. Good DVD rental for the future for probably some of you. I don't know that I would say run out and go plunk down a bunch of money on it, but definitely a good rental. The Hunger Games I haven't seen, so I don't know, but I know that it's created the biggest buzz, to be sure. I'm still waiting to see the Avengers, when the Avengers come out in May. I'm one of those comic book people. I want to see that. I want to see the Avengers, and I want to see the next Batman, the continuation of Batman, the Dark Knight, more in the Dark Knight vein, I think will probably is more, a little bit more up my alley. It's a good way to let you know that if you haven't caught us doing that before, and if you have seen a movie and you want to review it for us, do it. Maybe I'll get a chance to read it on the air, your review. Same thing, you got to dump it into our mailbox at americatonight.net. Let's head out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
Did you see The Hunger Games? I can't remember.
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
Well, I didn't read the book, so I can see how if you read the books, you'd probably really, really like it, you know?
Right.
But I don't know. Some movies, maybe they shouldn't be, some books should be made into movies. I don't know. I just have, you know, like you said at the beginning, we're talking, you know, kids killing kids, and I don't think any kids should have any weapons in their hands, you know? So it's hard enough for them to grow up in the environment that they're growing up in now, and, you know, especially, you know, you have that Coney 2012 thing going on, you know, the guys over there got kissed as soldiers, you know, in Africa, and, you know, and it's just a, I don't know, I just, some of them are right with me, kids, you know, kids with weapons, or kids killing kids, or whatever.
Sure.
So, I don't know, and the thing about it was, in the film, I don't want to ruin it or anything, but it's not like Gladiator or Braveheart or anything like that. I mean, you know, most of the kids, you know, get killed, you know, and you don't even see it. It's some other things happening in the film, but you know, I will tell you this, kid, I did think it was the acting that was done very well in the film. So, you know, Woody Harrelson's in it. He plays a regular goofy kind of character, you know, but I did like the acting in it. And that's what people want to go see, you know. I went to see it just to kind of see what all the fuss was about. It was an all right movie. I give it 3 stars, you know.
All right, three stars. Gotcha.
And I saw this weekend, though, I did go to Wrath of Titans, and it's kind of getting old. And the remake, you know, that was just done 2 years ago, I thought that was really good, you know. But this one's just kind of like the story's dragging on, you know. Avenue versus the Titans and the gods and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Something else, but some pretty wild special effects in it, you know. But that's pretty much, you know, what most blockbuster movies are made out of now. So, but anyway, though, I just laughed because, you know, our little Yankee Theater up in Wyoming here where I'm at, we don't exactly get, you know, we get the big movies typically, but they're all good ones, you know, like the same time the Hunger Games came out last weekend, we finally got Iron Lady up there, you know?
Yeah.
I asked the guy running the theater, how many people went in to see Iron Lady? He goes, 10. Like, and yet Meryl Streep wins the Oscar for this. I mean, you know, what's the better movie? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know. It's just the way things are promoted or whatever with Hollywood. So, anyway, though, hey, I wasn't able to get back with you last week. You know, we were at the big health care issue was going up with the Congress and everything, and I wanted to share one last thought with that. So, you know, we were talking about how the one out of seven people that aren't insured are the ones that are going to the ER room and running up the cost, and then the hospitals have to raise the cost of care, and they pass it on to the HMOs, and then the HMOs pass it on to the people that are paying for insurance, and so the premiums keep going up, and of course Obama wants to make it that, you know, they can peek into everyone's personal life and their, you know, medical files, not only their Social Security number, but, you know, the thing is the Supreme Court, you know, I guess the big decision of this whole thing, Kate, is can they mandate for somebody to pay for insurance? I mean, you know, you're a smart enough person. I'm a smart enough person. There's, you know, 6 out of 7 Americans are smart enough to realize that, hey, if I don't have insurance, if something happens to me or somebody in my family or my kids, you know, you can be financially ruined. You know,
that's,
I mean,
right.
And that's happening to lots of people. They file bankruptcy. You know, they get out of not paying it. And then the hospitals end up having to pay it, you know. And so I was thinking on the lines of, you know, your driver's license that you get is considered, you know, most people, a lot of people think it's a right to have a driver's license, you know. Well, it's not. It's a privilege given to you by the government, you know. And they can take that privilege away if you don't follow the rules. You get too many tickets, you get DUI, or whatever. That privilege can be taken away, and you won't have a driver's license. And there's quite a few people like that have happened to that right now in America, you know. So I guess on that borderline, in some ways, the government's allowed to determine whether you can drive or not, you know, the state government. So the question is, how do you, you know, I just don't think it's right that people get away with not paying health insurance, you know, and then all of a sudden when they're hurt, hey, help me. And of course, doctors have to live by a different law in the sense that, you know, their medical oath is that somebody in need, they have to help. You know, they can't just turn them away and say, oh, you just cut your leg open and you're bleeding to death. Too bad. You don't have health insurance. You know, they can't do that. And so because they can't do that, then that's what's messing up the system. But, you know, people are taking a big gamble and the rest of us are having to pay for that.
Right. And good point. Good way to end this. Thanks, Don. And you're absolutely right. And here's the problem. We're already seeing it in our premiums. And you're right. Nobody, I mean, how many people can really afford to go uninsured, take that gamble standing at the craps table for ultimately what it could do to their family, bankrupt them, bankrupt families with several kids and others who try to help other members of their family because they don't have health insurance? It's a nightmare, to say the least. And who knows what the Supreme Court ultimately will rule. Will it be 7-2 to keep it all as it is or 5-4 to scrap the whole thing? We'll know in June.